Hi, I'm here at Buskala Jewelry and Gift in Cloquet, Minnesota, and I'm speaking with the owner, John Buskala. Hi, John.
Oh, hi there. How you doing, Rick?
I was in here the other day, John, and you told me something that really fascinated me, and you said that your family has been in business here for 130 years. Could you tell us more about that?
Well, my great-grandfather came to Cloquet following the logging industry. The white pine in particular, and he immigrated from Finland, came through Canada, and the UP, and followed the logging down to Cloquet and made it his home around 1881.
Yeah, that is fascinating. I didn't even know that the city of Cloquet existed at that time, but I guess it didn't. It was under a different name.
The city of Cloquet, the name of it was Knife Falls at that time. It was a community. Yeah. And the Knife Falls is there was a waterfalls on the St. Louis River in the middle of the community, and it had sharp edges on the slate that came up through the falls, and that's where the name Knife came from, and therefore it was called Knife Falls.
Oh, fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so the business has been in your family since 1881, when your great-grandfather came from Finland. What was it called back in there?
It was a Buskala, and just a repair. It wasn't anything in particular, he was kind of a jack of all trades. He repaired watches, but other things that people needed repaired, he was mechanically inclined and could repair it for them. I think he worked on sewing machines and bicycles and you name it.
And there were quite a few Finnish immigrants here at that time.
Yes, there's a lot of Finnish immigrants, there were Germans, a lot of Germans in this area too, and Polish folks, and right down the line. And my great-grandfather was fluent in several languages, and he found himself communicating and negotiating for people so that they knew what the other person was saying.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounded like it was kind of an interesting life.
I know the location you are in right now was built after 1918 because Cloquet experienced the fire that year, and it's been here ever since then.
At this location, yes. Mm-hmm. The community burned down in 1918. It was a devastating fire, very, very large fire. It was 1,600 or 1,800 square miles that burned.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, it's a very interesting place you've got here. It's like stepping back in time, really, into the old jewelry shop.